Welcome to Seeds Church Podcast. Well, it's a brand new year and we're kicking off 2020 with something a little different. A brand new series called Whose Kitchen Rules. So wherever you're listening, we hope you're inspired by this week's message.
Hey Rob, that's a sound I don't hear in church very often. Silence.
Yeah.
How is everybody this morning? Okay. Now, this is an interactive sermon, okay? So, no heckling allowed.
No, only Jonathan.
But
you can heckle him as much as you like.
But I'm looking for responses this morning. So, see how we go, all right? So, welcome to My Kitchen Rules. Whose Kitchen Rules?
You told me the last service, Jonathan, you don't even know how to cook.
I do not know how to cook at all.
You're going to learn a lot this month.
I did. I have said that I could be looking for a new job in February, and that could come true. So let's see how we go. So welcome. This morning we are going to try and explain the gospel through brewing ginger beer. Yeah. Look at the expectancy on their faces, Rod. Wow. So let's get started, because otherwise we're going to run out of time if we keep bantering on. What have we got going here? What's the start of the process, Rod?
So the first thing is to make sure everything's clean, Jonathan. So everything needs to be sterilised. So whether it's bottles,
yep,
pourer,
yep,
and in particular where the ginger beer is made. So everything in here, including stirrer.
Yeah, you don't need one of those because you're pretty good by yourself. So yeah.
And what we do is we put a steriliser in here and we fill it with water and soak it for 24 hours. You mustn't shorten that. So it really kills off everything in there.
Okay.
Then you clean it out. And then, because I'm still not satisfied, I put boiling water in there and give it a good shake. And it's ready to go.
So if it's not sterilised, what happens then?
Well, you can get all sorts of flavours in there that you don't want in there. So the sterilising gets rid of those.
Okay. And this little contraption, which you explained to me earlier, that's part of the sterilising process?
Well, it is if you're actually fermenting something in there. We're not fermenting today. We are making non-alcoholic ginger beer, but if you happen to be making alcoholic ginger beer, you would actually have to ferment it in there for a week.
Yep.
And what you do is you put a little air trap in there with a bit of water, so any gases from here can come out, but nothing can go in. So it keeps it all sterile.
Look, there are strong parallels with me when you talk about making things clean. That's basically what we're doing with sterilising, isn't it? It becomes very, very clean. I don't know about you. Well, I know some of you, but I don't always feel clean. I'm not talking, I mean, I shower regularly, okay, but internally. I don't always feel clean inside. Are you with me? And sometimes I need a clean out. And you would have noticed this morning in communion, I said a prayer, what's called a prayer of confession, where I said, God, there's some stuff that we've done that we're sorry about, that we need to be cleansed from. And we do, because we have contaminants enter our life, don't we? And they cause us issues that result in things that we don't want to have happen. You know, Psalm 51 speaks right to this, and some of you would know this. And so David, who wrote a lot of the Psalms, writes this: purify me from my sins and I will be clean. Wash me and I will be whiter than snow. Oh, give me back my joy again, for you have broken me. Let me rejoice. Don't keep looking at my sins. Remove the stain of my guilt. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Don't banish me from your presence. Don't take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation. Do you know, when we pray, our prayers are effective. God listens to our prayers and God acts on those prayers. And so if we pray something like that, actually God makes us clean. How beautiful is that? That we can be whiter than snow. Tell us, Rod, what else?
Well, what we might do next is talk about the process, Jonathan.
Yep, sure. Yep. You going to change your order around on me?
No.
No.
Okay. Same as last time.
All right. Okay.
But I just know, Jonathan, you're not a very patient man.
I am.
How are we going? I can get away with anything up here, can't
you?
You can, really?
Have you noticed that, have you?
You like to get things done, don't you?
Yep.
You like to get them done yesterday.
Yes.
The problem with this is it takes a few weeks. So even when we've made it and we've put it in a bottle and capped it and everything, we've got to wait 3 weeks before we can drink it.
Who was ready to drink ginger beer right now? Yes, absolutely. We've got to wait 3 weeks. What happens if you bottle it and then straight after service I crack open a bottle? What will happen?
It will taste like ginger beer. It will just have no bubbles.
Who wants to drink ginger beer without bubbles?
No zing, nothing.
Nope. So we've got to wait 3 weeks.
Yep.
For it to work, to ferment? Is that what the process is?
Yes. So what's actually happening in the bottle is there is some yeast in there and a little bit of sugar.
Yep.
There's a piece of sugar in there. Carbonation drop, it's called, because it carbonates.
So it's one of those old-fashioned sugar squares?
No.
No?
No, it's a special one.
It's rounded edges.
It's rounded edges, so it goes in more easily.
Should I try it? I won't be able to talk,
no,
will
no,
I?
No. So, no, you won't be. So it takes 3 weeks for the yeast to work on that sugar to produce bubbles in there.
Okay.
Doesn't produce much alcohol.
No.
Less than 1%.
Yep.
So it's safe for the grandchildren.
Right. Who else is like me? Who doesn't like waiting? Be honest. Come on. You don't like waiting. I mean, in fact, all of us should put our hands up. Because as a society, nobody likes waiting, do we? We don't like, we just want everything to happen like that really quickly. Except we all know the truth that good things take time. What thing that's worthwhile has happened like that? I can't think of anything. How long does it take to grow a sow sob? 10 minutes? You've just weeded the garden patch, turn around and they're back? Is it 5 minutes? How long has it taken? Who's got a guess? How long has it taken to grow the trees, the red gum trees out the front in the front of our car park? 50 years, 80 years, 100 years? Who knows? Unless you cut one down and count the rings, we won't know, will we? What's more valuable? What are we wanting to grow inside of us? Are we wanting to be spiritual sow sobs or spiritual red gums? Good things take time to mature, and God uses time for us to mature us. Let's get on with the process.
Do some more?
Didn't get that one. Okay, that's all right now.
Here we go.
So
ingredients. Talk about ingredients.
I read the label on this, Rod. It says old-fashioned ginger beer, new and improved version.
That's right. And you know why it's new and improved?
No.
So you don't have to grow a ginger plant.
Oh, okay.
Who's growing a ginger plant here? Yeah, it's a bit annoying. You've got to feed it every day. But this is just ready to go. So
yep.
It's new and improved.
Okay.
So it comes with ginger essence.
Yep.
So that's really important. It also comes with some other things. Stevia.
So you can
sugar-free for that. It's got yeast nutrients to feed the yeast. And, of course, it's got a bit of yeast, which is what makes the bubbles in the bottles.
So you just buy one of those little packs.
Bubbles in the bottles.
Okay. Well done.
Yep.
Okay. So we're actually going to mix this up now, are we?
We will have a go.
Yep.
Do you want to check if it's ginger?
Yeah, sure.
No, too close.
It's ginger.
Look at that.
So you're mixing. I'm going to get prepared for mixing.
Oh, it does, isn't it? Strong. So we're putting some hot water in there, Jonathan. Pay attention. You won't learn to cook unless you pay attention. Susie, it must be hard for you.
I married a very good cook. Don't you worry about that.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, that is
true. That's good, isn't it?
I should keep my glasses back on.
My lungs are clear already. So we're giving that a bit of a stir. That would probably do. Now we've got to put some... actually, we'll put these in first.
Okay. So what is that you're putting in there now?
This is yeast nutrient. Do you want to put that in?
Yeast nutrient.
Don't spill it. And this is the stevia. No, don't. Just put it in.
who's the non-patient one now? Shall we? Okay.
Stevia, here we go.
Yep.
All right, do you want to give that a bit of a shake down there? Give it a...
Give it a stir. All right.
Yeah, how are you going?
It looks brown.
Yep.
Doesn't look very nice.
All right, that's enough. Now you put some water in, please.
Yep.
Can you tip that in?
That whole lot.
Are you strong enough to put that in?
Nope. Anybody want a baptism this morning? Okay.
How are you going?
Good. That's 10 litres.
10 litres?
Yep.
Do you want to tell me when it gets to 18? Here we go. Do you need glasses or can you see? Can you see the 18 mark? You can't, can you?
No.
That's because there isn't one.
Yeah, I know. That's why.
Right,
where is it?
No, how many are there? 5, 10, 15. Up to there, Jonathan.
Okay. Up to this one.
How are we going?
Nearly. A bit more. Keep going. Yep.
That do?
Yep.
And what temperature is it, Jonathan?
About 16 and a half.
Oh, no, I won't put that on yet. Are you sure it's 16 and a half? Where's the blue one?
That's not there. Oh, there we go. 28.8.
It's hard to get good help in the kitchen.
It is, isn't it? It is terrible.
It's no wonder you don't have him in there. Right.
So right, now what?
Last thing, yeast.
Okay.
See?
Yeah, there it is.
Yeah, there we go. In there, chuck it in.
All right. And you stir that up still?
Yeah, do you want to do that?
Yep.
Okay, we'll do it now.
I better get a bit of stirring. You spilled a lot there, Rod.
Huh?
Spilled a lot?
No.
It's got lumps in it.
Well, put a bit of energy into it. Okay.
More? They've still got lumps in it. I might go and buy mine, I think.
We might have to call someone up for the congregation to do it properly.
Yeah. Look at that. Still got... What are those bits?
Oh, that's the stevia.
That's the stevia.
Yeah,
I'm going to breathe it too much.
Oh, go on.
All right. Is that enough?
Yeah, that'll do.
All right.
Come on. You'll lose the audience if you don't get on with it.
Okay.
Right, I'm going to come down here now.
What's next? So you're coming down
this
here?
This is a pourer, special pourer.
Yep.
Because this tap is really, really stiff. And it doesn't work all that well.
Yep.
Oh, this one will do. Now, I've already put a sugar lump in there. All right. I'm going to turn it on. You ready? Uh-oh, it's blocked.
Ready. Yep, I'm ready.
Here it is.
There we go.
We're away. You ready?
Yep, that's good.
It's coming.
So if you drank that now, it would taste like ginger beer.
Do you want to try it?
No.
Well,
oops.
Hang on. Spillage is on the carpet. That's just the right amount, though.
Perfect. Okay, so now what are you doing?
We're capping it.
Mm-hmm. Don't need my glasses on for this.
You might. You going to do it?
Yep.
Hang on. What's the... I've got this adjusted really finely. Now, I know you made it not work last time, but have a go now. Right down hard. Hard. Come on, use your muscles.
Yep.
That okay, that'll do.
Yep.
Here we are.
Okay. So all those ingredients have to go in. Come back up. Don't leave me alone here. All those ingredients have to go back in. What happens if I put a different ingredient in there?
Well, you get a different outcome.
Okay.
So
if I put some salt in there, that's good. Salt's always good in things, isn't it?
What do people think? No, Bailey.
Thanks, Bailey. Yeah.
No, it really, really matters. In fact, whatever you're making needs a different sort of yeast.
Okay.
So if you happen to brew beer in here, you would need a different type of yeast for every type of beer. If you were making champagne, you'd have to use champagne yeast. If you're using ginger beer, you have to use ginger beer yeast. And that is part of getting the flavour and the result that you want.
Okay, the result that you want. So if you added different things, you would get different results.
That's right.
So if I added paprika or cumin or, I don't know, something else.
You get a nice colour, but...
Okay, you got a pretty good colour there as it is.
Yeah.
Okay. Don't you think that's a parallel to our lives? What do you add into your life? What do you put in your life that gives you the results that you're getting at this moment? And so I want to challenge you this morning, and I'm going to finish in just a moment, but I want to read a passage from Colossians chapter 3, which talks about what we should put in our life. You've got your Bible. Why don't you open up your Bible to Colossians chapter 3 and think about what is it that is going into my life? What are the ingredients that are making my life what it is? And are you satisfied with that? Are you happy with that? Are there things that need to be different or changed? Now, Colossians chapter 3, let me read it to you. From verse 15. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body you were called to peace and be thankful. Let the message of Christ dwell richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom through psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit, singing to God with gratitude in your hearts. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. So there's a couple of things there that are good ingredients to add into your life, and maybe some things that you need to add into your life this year. Do you see there, it annotated or it noted to us peace, that we're to have peace. Let peace rule in your hearts. You don't need me to tell you that our society at this very moment is very afraid. The antidote for fear is peace. So peace that rules in your hearts, peace that comes to you from the one who holds human and environmental history in his hands. The outcomes are always in his hands. So maybe the ingredient that you put in your life this year is a deliberate and an active engagement with God's peace. Maybe the call on your life this year is to be a peacemaker. While I say this, I've just got to note, you know, the last couple of weeks, looking at people's Facebook feeds, some people are not putting peace out there publicly. I just want to say that if there's anything but peace being circulated and shared around, why don't you be active in sharing wholesome, good things, godly things? It's easy to tear down at this moment. It's easy to lay blame. Let's build up. Let's be peacemakers. And I'm actively unfollowing some people from this church, because of what's being shared. Let me I'll just be honest. Let's be peace-filled, as the scripture exhorts us to. Then it says thankfulness. Notice it says to always be thankful. Thankful is always the cure for greed. It removes the tentacles of us wanting to have more. It says, actually, I'm okay with what I've got and where I'm at this moment. It removes us out of the influence of consumerism. And we all know we're affected by consumerism. It says there, fill our lives with a message about Christ. How do you do that? That's simple. Read the Gospels. Read the Gospels. Read the Gospels. Memorize some of the Gospels. Over and over again, fill your minds with a message of Jesus. And talk about it. Talk about it to your families, to your friends, asking questions like, what is Jesus' mind on this? How would Jesus respond to this? What would Jesus do in this circumstance? Now, notice it says there this funny turn of phrase, to teach and admonish one another. I'd actually take this as that we should encourage each other. And we should be constantly encouraging each other in good things. I've been the recipient of some wonderful encouragement, and it feels so good. And I think when I receive it, why don't I do that more for others? Why don't we encourage others more? Maybe that's an ingredient we need to put in our life this year. And then again it says thankful hearts. It talks about thankfulness again and mentions gratitude. It mentions it twice. Twice as important to add into our life. And then do it all in the name of Jesus. One other translation says, be a representative of the Lord Jesus in whatever we do and whatever we say. What a great thing to strive towards. What a beautiful thing to add into our lives this year. How do we better represent Jesus in what we do and what we say? So, in a moment, the band's going to come up. We're going to sing a couple more songs to finish. But during that time, the welcome team are going to distribute post-it notes. This is a personal activity for you to do, for all of us to do. What I'm going to ask you to do is on the post-it note, write some ingredients that need to go into your life this year. Does that make sense? Are you with me? Have you turned off? Are you all watching Rod? Okay, come back to me. I want you to write down on these post-it notes some ingredients that you need to put into your life this year. Now, maybe that means there's some things that need to go out of your life to make room. Okay, so just sit down as the post-it notes come around, listen to the song, and be reminded of who God is and what God's about, and just think, what are the ingredients I need to put in order for my life to not be the same? If I was here exactly this day next year, to not be the same. Clear? Okay, thanks, welcome team. Please hand them out.